understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A federal judge ruled today that probationary workers fired from their federal jobs must be offered immediate reinstatement. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
This ruling will impact a lot of workers, probationary employees at six major federal agencies, the Defense Department, the Veterans Affairs Department, the USDA, and the Departments of Energy, Interior, and Treasury. The judge ruled the firings of probationary employees was illegal and that they should be reinstated. Probationary employees are either new to the job or new to their positions.
The Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, has told Congress he wants to eliminate 10,000 jobs from the Postal Service. President Trump's envoy has arrived in Moscow for talks on the Ukraine ceasefire, but it's unclear whether Vladimir Putin is on board. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
Russian President Putin, speaking through an interpreter, said he agrees in principle on a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire.
We are in favor of it, but there are new nuances.
President Trump called that very promising.
Now we're going to see whether or not Russia's there, and if they're not, it'll be a very disappointing moment for the world.
The president spoke while meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte at the White House, and as U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff met with Russian officials in Moscow. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The deadline is tomorrow to avoid a government shutdown, but a short-term Republican funding bill is stalled. President Trump weighed in today.
If they do a shutdown, and ultimately that might lead to very, very high taxes, because we're talking about a shutdown, we're talking about getting to work immediately on the greatest tax bill ever passed.
A Senate committee was to hold a hearing today on President Trump's choice to lead the CDC, but the hearing was abruptly canceled and the nomination withdrawn. Alexander Tin reports.
The White House has scrapped its pick to head the CDC, Dr. Dave Weldon, amid mounting questions over the former congressman's record criticizing vaccines and efforts to strip the CDC of its vaccine review authority.
Weldon is closely aligned with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Canadian authorities are in Washington today to talk about the trade war. President Trump indicated today he's ready to impose more if he thinks they're needed. And Natalie Brand reports the administration is willing to take the hits to the economy.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was asked by reporters about the tariffs this morning. He said he's not concerned about the short-term market volatility, and he reiterated the White House's message that this is about protecting American workers and that past trade deals haven't been fair.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished off 546 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A memorial is growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine following a high-speed collision that has now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Homicide charges are now likely for the death of Tyrena Scales. Police say the crash happened when Salvador Coronado's Camaro struck a vehicle carrying five teenagers while being pursued by police. The body found in Lake Michigan near Kenosha's Eichelman Park has been identified as 18-year-old Kyla Sobchak. She'd been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they're investigating. A Burlington woman has been charged with a felony for allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. The incident led to an extensive search operation. 36-year-old Louisa Asala is now being held on a $20,000 bond. Big issues were debated last night. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel talked about crucial issues including abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The April 1st election, just 3 weeks away, will determine the court's ideological balance. And the Racine County Eye has a new feature explaining zoning regulations. They make it interesting, and you'll learn how Mount Pleasant allocates what they've got. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers advance in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a win today over Northwestern, 70-63 in the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers now advance to play UCLA tomorrow. John Tanjay after the game about what were some of the discussions at halftime.
We were just real with each other at halftime. We were like, hey, you know what? We made a couple of mistakes, but it's not going to be perfect. We got to rile together. We talked over scenarios and we talked over game plan that we wanted to adjust. And, you know, second half, and I really think we executed.
Tanjay with 18 points, 7 rebounds. Marquette with a win today, 89-87 at Madison Square Garden over Xavier. The Golden Eagles advance in the Big East tournament. NBA, a big game for the Bucks as they host the Lakers, but LeBron James has returned to L.A. to get more treatments for a left groin injury. He will not be playing tonight. NFL running back A.J. Dillon excited to be joining Philly in free agency, tweeting, "Fly, Eagles, fly." Dillon leaving the Packers for a one-year deal with the Eagles. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and very spring-like today with highs reaching 50. And we'll still see some sunshine tomorrow with highs getting warmer to near 60 degrees. But it'll be breezy with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour pushing us there. Then at night, showers and thunderstorms roll through. Some of them could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman and Dick Rassefa. Hey, Dick.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. I'll just keep you a few minutes because I know later tonight you've got high school basketball action to call.
Yeah, we'll be traveling to Wilmont Union High School to cover this game between Whitnall and our Waterford Wolverines.
Now, this is how many steps before state now?
This is... the third step, you have to reach all four steps to get to state. So this is a sectional semifinal game. So you'd have to win tonight and then win again on Saturday to get a opportunity to play for a state championship.
All right. Well, tell us about tonight's matchup.
Well, tonight you got Whitnall, who played Waterford earlier this year in a holiday tournament. And, Waterford handled them pretty well, but Whitnall has played much better since then. So their record is a little bit deceiving that they're 17-9 playing a team like Waterford that's 23-3. So these games, as you get, when you get beyond regional play, these games get closer and closer when they're played. So I expect a very competitive game tonight.
Well, yeah, this time of year, nobody stinks, right?
No.
Yeah.
So we'll just hope that Waterford will come out on top tonight.
All right. And broadcast details then?
Yeah. We'll have pregame at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. sharp.
All right. That's the game we have here on the radio, but there is other action tonight too, right?
Yeah, the Lutheran Crusaders are playing Milwaukee Academy of Science.
All right. Very good. Dick Rassefa, have a good call tonight.
Okay, thanks, Kurt. Take care.
You bet. High school basketball tonight on WRJN.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know?
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. Oh, 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 oh. Local
music, timeless hits, WRJN.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm hung over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind, your love is so rare. Being with you is a feeling I just can't compare. And if I can't hold, the moments we two can share.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So, listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Celebrating all things green beans, enjoying O&H Danish Bakery's famous St. Patty's Kringle. It's a delicious delight with a dark chocolate cake filling, layered with mint custard, and topped with Irish green icing. It's sensational. While there, pick up their O&H's apple and cherry galette ham pies. Delicious single-serving treats to celebrate National Pie Day, March 14th. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers, Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and boy, do we love our food delivery in this country. 86% of Americans have ordered food delivery at least once in the last month. Additionally, more than 50% of adults consider takeout and delivery services essential, and 6 out of 10 adults are more likely to get their food delivered now compared to pre-COVID times, with the number even higher for millennials at 71%. so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. There's now a memorial growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine. That's where there was a high-speed collision Sunday that's now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Tyrena Scales was pronounced dead Tuesday after being injured in the crash. Four other teenagers were also injured. Police say it happened when a Camaro driven by Salvador Coronado struck the teenager's vehicle at 16th and Taylor. Police say Coronado was being chased after getting clocked at 90 miles an hour. The suspect is injured with likely homicide charges pending when he recovers. The woman found in the lake Sunday had been missing since December. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the body found in Lake Michigan off Kenosha's shore near Eichelman Park. They say it was Kayla Sobchak, an 18-year-old woman who had been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they are investigating the woman's death. Despite recent federal funding cuts to education programs across Wisconsin, Racine Unified won't take a hit. RacineCountyEye.com has a story today about why RUSD won't feel the cut. Read more online. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow and breezy, highs in the low 60s. Some showers and storms tomorrow night that will mix in with snow Saturday and windy with falling temperatures. Sunday, sunny but colder, high low 40s. Right now it's 48.
Day. You know, it's so unusual.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And now a 1966 song from Bobby Hebb. We lost Bobby Hebb in 2010 at the age of 72. He was also one of the first black artists ever to appear on the Grand Ole Opry. This is Sonny on WRJN.
Sonny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Since you went away, now I spend my
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, and his show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. So now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. Just click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen.
Ba 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 ba. For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara
Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also the place where you can save money. Check out the WRJN Big Deals website to save up to 50% on local food service and merchandise. Just log on to WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals logo, shop from home with up to 50% savings. And be sure to check that site often. We've got new deals every week.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace. Her doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 59. Saturday, sunshine and 59 as well.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
To be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, she was just sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. I'm
cafe was empty.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump is again standing firm on his tariffs.
We've been ripped off for years, and we're not going to be ripped off anymore. No, I'm not going to bend at all. Aluminum or steel or cars. We're not going to bend.
Business reporter Jason Brooks.
Stocks slumped for the third time in four sessions, with the S&P 500 dipping into correction territory as a favorable reading on wholesale inflation for February was no match for President Trump's threat to hit European Union alcohol imports with a 200% tariff in response to the EU's 50% tariff on American-made whiskey.
A federal judge today ordered the Trump administration to offer reinstatement to thousands of probationary workers who were fired from their federal jobs. CBS's Jake Rosen.
That offer is obviously complicated because a lot of these people have turned in their government devices. There are no offices for a lot of these people to go to, especially in the case of some of these groups who have had their offices shut down or who were told to not go to work.
President Trump's envoy is in Moscow for talks on the Ukraine ceasefire.
We know where we are with Ukraine, and we are getting good signals outside of Russia as to where we are with Russia. And hopefully they'll do the right thing. And so really humanity, we're talking about humanity. We're not talking about the money, but then you add the money to it. And, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars is being spent and really wasted.
Yet another impasse over a government funding bill.
Welcome to Congress, where they do everything at the last minute. We are once again on the brink of a partial government shutdown.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill reports.